Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. What a fantastic day it is today. And it's also a very memorable occasion for me because today is the very first interview that I have done outside of the state of New Jersey and New York. This is my very first West Coast interview with a very close and dear friend of mine, and her name is Stefanie Stevens. And I'm going to tell you, she is one of the best jazz, blues singer, songwriter, keyboard player, record producer, and filmmaker, and much more. So without further ado, everyone knows what my program's about. I've been doing this for 3 years now. I'm going to introduce you to Stefanie, a beautiful, beautiful person, inside and out, as you could tell from my promotion. Hello, Steph, and I call her Steph most of the time. Welcome to my program.
Well, thank you very much. It's a joy to be here with you, Nancy.
I know, all the way in the second love of my life, California.
Yes, but I sure miss the East Coast sometimes, so the grass is always
greener. Oh, yes. Tell us about that. Tell us about, like, where you grew up and where you're from and things like that.
Well, actually, I did spend a lot of time in New York City, where my grandmother lived in Little Italy, but I was actually born on Long Island, and I came from a family of six children, and it was quite a crowd in our house. So my sister and I would get put into my grandmother's place in New York City, and we'd have a good time with Grandma. We just loved her. So that was childhood, very early childhood.
Right,
right.
Yeah, but that's what this show is really about, is childhood memories and how they influenced you to becoming who you are today. And grandmothers, I know, are very dear to us. I know I was blessed with a wonderful grandmother, two wonderful grandmothers. And who influenced you the most in your childhood and why? That's
well,
the only question that I'll ask.
Well, you're bringing something up right now that is, this is a memory that I have about my first piano. When we're talking about Grandma, I was in New York City. My parents drove in. I was probably about 3 years old, and my grandmother was across the street, which was on the Bowery in Little Italy. And I said, "Grandma, Grandma!" So I ran across the street and kind of collided with the car. I was not injured. The next thing I know, I'm up in my grandmother's apartment, and she's collecting a couple of $100 from this man. I'll say that she was a loan shark. She made her way in the world how she had to.
That's great. And well, what are you going to do?
She had great
in those days,
she died, and she wore fishnets. So you can imagine the character she was, this Italian. By the way, I'm 100% Italian, so this influence was something else. My mom.
Yes, I'm very aware of that.
Excuse me?
I said, I'm very aware of your being 100% officially Italian.
So officially. So my grandmother took the money, the $200, and gave it to my mom. She bought my sister a piano, and there it sat. She took some lessons, my oldest sister, Chris, and eventually I started playing by ear, just playing on it as a young child, and I became obsessed with the piano. And so it ended up being mine. Don't you think I deserved it after running into that car?
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Right. Now, tell me,
and then I started
you
playing
have
the Beatles music, and I would play Let It Be, and my brother played all kinds of music, and my parents played music upstairs, jazz, and Ella Fitzgerald, and Nancy Wilson, the jazz singer.
I love Nancy Wilson. Yeah, that was Nancy Wilson was one of my first loves, of course, as well. I used to sing a song about, I got a baby on the East Coast, I got a gig going on the West Coast. That was one of my songs, and I finally did make it to the West Coast, which, you know, very much later in life. But
Yes.
I have a memory of you I want to share,
wait a minute.
I remember coming over to your house. And every time I would come to your house, I wouldn't even make it like to the door. I'd be in the driveway or in the, you know, in the walkway, and I would hear you singing. And I was always impressed, Steph. I was so impressed about your dedication and your love of music, because you would always be singing. And I'm just not that kind of a singer. I guess I'm just a lazy singer, you know. Maybe
hey,
I'm a shower
you're a
singer.
Great singer. You have a great tone, and you're a great singer. I mean, I had to
use thank you.
What my body could do for me was. I discovered after taking lessons with Kevin Littell, she's an amazing singer and a teacher who worked with Sergio Mendez and El Giro, and she just taught me to use my voice in its natural state. We don't always do that, do we? I mean, we push, we get stuck in all those things. I mean, getting stuck is when you start belting a note that's kind of high and you know you're breaking the rules, but it's okay now and then.
Right. I don't think about it. I just sing from my gut and from my heart and from my emotions. And I think that that's always been my thing. I really never took lessons. However, I have heard Kevin many times in Encinitas, and she was definitely the best singer other than yourself that I ever heard on the West Coast.
And the technical, the aspect of it, I took recently, in the last couple of years, took some lessons from her where we learned to improv so you don't just guess when you're scatting. Now I'm going the jazz route. I do blues, I do rock, but the jazz route is just, I love it. I'm always singing it and using my higher voice and down to the lower voice for that. Yes.
Right, to show off your range. That's always very good to do as well. Sure. So, okay, how many girls were there in your family? Well, let's not even talk about family because we only have a short period of time to talk, really. But tell me some other places that you've lived, because I know you've lived other places than New York, than Long Island, New York City, and California. I know you've lived in other areas. So tell us about those experiences.
Yes. The first place I went to, one-way ticket, was to Hawaii. I've been there 4 times, lived there for a month, 2 months, and then went back and stayed and played with my former wonderful husband. We're still good friends, Jimmy Woodard. And we played music and played with my friend Donna Stiles. She was the piano player, and I was just getting out there singing. So we had a band called Swing Shift. All that information is
That's a great name. Great name.
Swing Shift, yeah. So we played a lot. I mean, oh my gosh, we were booked probably 6 days a week. Sometimes it was exhausting. But you have a lot of energy when you're younger to go out and
yes,
play that.
That's
game.
True.
Yeah. And then after that, came back and forth. At one point before the last long stay, Jimmy and I moved to Texas, and we had my daughter with us, France Marie, our daughter.
Right.
And she's a professional ballerina now and teaches at this point. We went to be near her grandma, Jimmy's mother, and bought a home. And I know you know about that because you visited and recorded some music there in Texas.
I know. Yeah. And I stayed with you guys quite a while. I was there. Well, we were just having fun, too. I stayed there at least over a month, I remember.
Yes.
And it was really great. It was really great being with you guys. And I really enjoyed that, and especially France Marie, because she was just a little toddler, and she was some cute little character. What a personality that girl had. Oh, my God, she was so adorable. And funny. She would be funny. She would just, like, make these funny faces. I remember it just like it was yesterday. What a sweetheart. And she still is. And I mentioned that in the promo, that you raised 3 absolutely stunning girls. So I congratulate you. You've done a great job, Stephanie, with all the things that you've been doing. And your piano, too. I just always wanted to play and never did, and you did it. And you're really an accomplished keyboard player now, and I just think it's phenomenal. You've done a lot. You've been doing your dream, and I commend you for it.
Well, thank you. But
you
I
don't just think about it.
Guitar.
You do it. What?
I do it. I wanted
you
to
do
play
it.
Guitar, and you play guitar, so see, we want
yes.
to play each other's instruments.
Yeah,
but the guitar
I always wanted to play the piano. Yeah, yeah, well, got to be busy, got to be busy. Yeah.
Well, music theory, I didn't do well in music theory in high school, so I went back to a local college on Long Island, and I got the highest grade in the class because I said, you know what, this is serious. I need to learn some music theory. So, but everybody was given a little keyboard, so you're kind of forced to
right.
Look at it that way and the figured bass and, you know, how to follow the classical way, and then you connect that later on
mm-hmm.
in your life
mm-hmm.
and say, oh my gosh, this connects to, this jazz really does connect to classical music. So, and it's math. It's all math to me. At this point, when I play with all different people, I'm the person that, oh, here she comes. She wants us to give her a chart. Yes, I just want the chord book. So
well, for my
books.
Listeners to know that Stephanie's not only all those things I said she was, Stephanie is one of the best directors that I've ever met, because Stephanie called me and was directing me and telling me what I should do with my show. I said, well, this is a first. I was teasing, you know. She calls me up and goes, okay, well, now this is what I want you to do. Oh, you are something, Stephanie.
I want you to play a
Stephanie.
You know, a B-flat sharp 9.
Steph, yes,
I'm
Steph.
Coming
She's
to
like,
my name. I am called Stephanie, I am called Stephanie, and I'm called Steph. So
why did I mess that?
Stephanie.
I swore I wouldn't. I swore I wasn't going to mess up. I swore it. But
okay.
For all these, I wrote it down. It's in front of me. But for so many years, it's just like you can't sometimes teach an old dog new tricks. You know what I mean? Oh God,
yes,
I got
I
too
do.
Excited there. Well, Stephanie, okay, we're moving right along here as far as interviewing you. This is really such a gas for me because I love the first show. You know, the first time that I knew I wanted to do broadcasting when I was in New York City, the first West Coast interview. And this was my plan months ago, like 3 months ago, was to branch out. And that's how long it took me to finally, and it's just like all in to me, the universe, it's in God's hands and the universe's hands. So it was placed that, oh, I know, I need to interview Stephanie, you know, and it just, everything, you know, if you let it, if you open your hands and your heart and let it all, it just works out. It works out. So I want to hear about your Italy trip. I was so excited when I saw on your Facebook that you were going to Italy. So please tell us about that and also all about your Sounds of Tuscany and everything.
Oh, yes. So I like to make little films. I score films, and some people that are doing, say they film their life or their sculpture or their, you know, journey. I like to score these things. So if you Google my name, Stephanie Stevens, Stephani, just the way Gwen Stefani, you'll
right.
see I have some films that I've scored for a friend named Leah Strell, and she uses some of my music that I write. I have a studio, Stephonic Studio, and it's great because I have a big interest in being an engineer, and I just love scoring films. So besides writing my songs with a positive message, I like to score films. So this little film that I made in Italy was called The Sounds of Tuscany. And you could probably
mm-hmm.
just put that in and just put comma and put my name. And it just
right.
sounds. Everything I heard, nobody's talking except for passersby. And there's a place where it goes into a church, and there's these huge pipe organs. And just go check it out.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to do that. I haven't been able to do it. I got all new equipment. So I spent like hours last night. I was hoping to be able to view your The Sounds of Tuscany, and then I was on the phone with Comcast, and then they had to come out today. I said, you must come out immediately. I have a radio show. It's a very important one for Stephanie Stevens in California, and if you don't come, I'm not postponing it. I'm like you. I'm like, this is the way it's going to be or else. But anyway, I'm trying to get better at that.
She's a very
you know,
busy person, person, the Stefani Stevens, she's got to go to the creek and later and sing here
exactly.
in Florida. I'll be sitting
exactly.
in with the Blue Frog Band is a band that I've been working with playing keyboards with and singing one or two. Patrick
Excellent.
Ellis is the leader. He's amazing. He's a presence, and I love working with him. He just has done so much for our country. He's an ex-Navy SEAL, so
Wonderful.
I was hoping to get him on one of my gigs this Saturday. I'll be working for the Veterans Association of North County,
mm-hmm.
and he can't make it to that, but I just like doing something for the vets, and they're raising money for their honor garden, a garden where they could just go out and chill. But they are
absolutely
extremely appreciative. I mean, from the downbeat, they will be dancing. So we'll be doing some Motown. I'll slip some originals in and maybe a cha-cha here and there. But they just
right.
love to dance.
Oh,
and
yeah, definitely. Well, to me,
so
that's what a band is all about. If I go out, I really do. I want to dance. I always want to bring my dancing shoes because that's what I want to do. And from the first song, it's usually I'm out on that dance floor until they're finished. That's what I like.
Well, I'd love for you to come out with me tonight to the Kraken.
I wish I could. I remember the place well. I miss California, believe me. I mean, Southern California, where we lived, where I was for 28 years, I miss it very much. It's, what can I say? But I'm here in New Jersey, and there was a reason, and I've accomplished a lot here in New Jersey, and I work with a lot of nonprofits as well. I think it's so important. But getting back to your playing with the Green Frogs, is it? That's a great name.
Oh, the Blue Frog Band.
The Blue Frogs. Oh, okay. The Blue.
Yeah.
I saw a Blue Frog on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was the most unusual-looking frog. Did you see that? It was in a news feed.
We just
yeah.
played
anyway,
at the San Diego Fair. That was called the Del Mar Fair, remember that one? We just
right.
played
oh,
there
of
on
course,
the
course, of course.
And
yes.
we played for a concert in the park. And
I will, I'm following you. I follow
tonight.
You. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I follow
oh,
you.
Nice.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, Stefani. I know it. But you know what is great about it? You've always done this. You're always singing either on stage or in your studio with other musicians, and I believe that's what really makes a musician, that just opens your soul so much more, and it helps you, like, really get into just hearing other people, appreciating other people. You pick up little ideas and different chords and different things from other people. It just enriches you so much. I mean, I go to a karaoke because my girlfriend's been singing forever, and she's in two bands, and then another band, ASAP, one of the lead singers, and then she does this karaoke for 9 years. It's a very professional one at a great restaurant, and I go there, and I sing, and there's so many fabulous singers that come in, and it's just like, it's a big party. I mean, and it's serious singers, though, and we have just such a wonderful time supporting each other, and you had,
well,
when I left... You had a great studio
karaoke.
When I was in California.
Well, this studio that I have...
it must be phenomenal now.
Well, no, we don't. We have digital ways of doing things. I love analog, but this is all in Logic Pro. Logic
right.
X Pro. It's a, you know, it's, some people use Pro Tools. And so I have a control booth. I wish I could show you it right now. And so... I'm recording, you know, often. I write songs. I have one called Tears, and it's about the tears that we climb, the different levels in our spirit. And it's kind of a chill style, chill ambient style, like a lounge kind of thing, a cool kind of sound. And it's not really out there yet because I'm waiting to choose from about 30 songs and then the financial part. The last part is getting it to somebody that has higher levels than I do in their skills to master it. So
Right.
Well, I'll have to get that together soon because people
right.
are asking for this CD for probably 3 years. And I keep
right.
writing. It's like, stop now and get it down. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That last $3,000. You know, you can only do so much yourself if a mastering person is different than the engineer. It's a whole different...
Right.
Skill work, yeah.
Right. I know. I think there was a reason why I came to New Jersey. And after my mother passed away, I found out what it was, and it was to do my compilation CD. And as I believe that I'm always led in the right direction spiritually, and I know you're an extremely spiritual person, and I always loved that about you. You were a lot on higher. I always felt you were a lot on a higher plane than I am, and you helped bring me down, like, or bring me into a more spiritual place. And I thank you for that. I've never really told you that.
Thank you.
Well, it's true. And I remember we would sing those. You'd say, now sing this song with me. Sing this song with me. And it was just always about, I wish I could remember it. It was about people and love and, like, all that stuff. It was so different from my country rockabilly, you know. And but I was very fortunate through my brother's connections to get one of the best people to record my six tracks. But anyway, it's not about me. Everybody knows about my CD, and I've been promoting it forever. And I'm so happy to be able to do this for you, and I'm going to be putting it everywhere as well. But,
can I do some promotion here? Because I do have my old CD on CD Baby. It's called 1-2-1. It's old, but it had some really good songs. I wrote every single song on it.
Promote away.
And it is for sale at CD Baby. You can buy individual songs, and I would love to, maybe I could get some funds to finish this CD. And I'm doing that. It's going to be lifting people's spirits. There's some really good grooves. In other words, if I put a little bit of a techno or hip-hop beat, I've got lots of layers of sounds. Just if you look up the word chill music or lounge or the chill station, it could be on that. It's very uplifting, but you can dance to it too.
Right.
And it's also jazzy and bluesy. I've got all these different aspects, and it comes together in this eclectic stuff. Oh, that's what I should call it.
Right, yeah. Well, you've always been like extremely creative person, and in every way, you know, even in your business, plantscapes, you know, everything you do is about creativity. That's how I see it. You're a great cook. You love to cook. You have always had a nice home. You know, you've always been into the fashion and makeup and hair, and, you know, having three girls, well, you had to be, right? Or thank God you
are
more
into
all
it
of
than
your...
I am. Oh my gosh. They
yeah.
They're
but
all
they
like
got
models.
It. Look.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That's what I always say. But no, promote. This is the time already, you can't believe already, you know, like we have 7 minutes, but we can go over a little bit and it won't be cut off.
Well, can we talk about my granola?
You can talk about whatever you want. You just go ahead.
Okay, so yesterday I made enough granola to last for, oh my gosh, I probably made like 6 pounds of granola because I don't put sugar. I put like a little bit of coconut sugar, coconut oil, and instead of canola oil, which is not good for you. I grow an organic garden, and so I really love to cook. And
I know, because
enjoy.
I always love to eat at your house. Now listen, promote about your music. Tell us more about your music, because we don't have much more time to go. I'm going to, by the way, I am going to, like, all of the radio shows, and this is what, we can talk about this after the show another time, but I want you to get on all of, out here, all of the radio shows. I want you to put all your music. There's so many East Coast promotion groups. And you can put yourself on there and hit like 16,000 people in one shot. That's what I want to do for you, is help you to get your music. I know that you're on Twitter and LinkedIn and CD Baby and Amazon and all that jazz, but I want to share with you the way I've promoted myself into being like worldwide, really. I just have worldwide friends every day. I have 20, 30, 40 different people that want to be my friend because of promotion. So, and that's it. And I know people all over the world would just love your music. I mean, love your music. So that's what I want to share with you and get you the airplay. Get you the airplay. That's it. You got to get on the radio on all over as much as possible. Saturate it. That's it. I say promotion, promotion, promotion. That's it.
Okay.
And
well,
and you're, you know, you're jazz blues. You're the jazz blues queen out there on the West Coast. So you're
let me tell you, there are a lot of people out there gigging a lot more than I am, but, you know, it takes yourself being in the downtown area, pushing yourself constantly. And if I'm making granola and I'm in the studio, that's a little bit. So I, when I play, I just put my complete heart into it, and then people say that same thing. Why aren't you out there more? I like to do living room concerts. If people want to have a private concert, I do a duo or a trio. And as I said, I'll be at the Veterans Association of North County on Mission Avenue. That's 1617 Mission Avenue. This Saturday night, it's the 7-11, so it's July 11th from 7 to 10. And other than that, I have a couple of other things. I play at Sunset Market down here in Oceanside. I love Oceanside, California. Right on the ocean.
Yeah, me too.
Playing. Yes.
Me
so,
too.
If you want to know more about the dates, I'll be posting them on my Facebook page. I have two pages, a musician's page under my name, and then my regular page. So I tend to spend more time on the regular page. I also have another page talking about saving water, because we really need to watch what we do. I take a 5-gallon bucket and take it into the shower and do gray water on my garden. So I like to get the word out about that, too. And I sing to the plants in the garden.
I know. I'm of the same. We have part of the same mold. I used to do the same thing when I lived there. I remember the garden I had when I was with Joe. We had that huge garden, and I would be out there. And I just love watching things grow, and it's just phenomenal. Like I said, I do miss California, and I. But, you know, I'm supposed to be here for whatever reason. I'm doing very well.
Hey, if you come here, would you please bring some water with you?
Right about that. Yeah, we're supposed to have, speaking of water, I'm glad that we're having a huge storm tonight, and I'm glad it's tonight and not today, because I had an interview via Skype in Texas, and I want to say this. I want to say a few minutes after we're finished with this, it's going to go right on my page and on my Nancy Ryan page and on my Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style page, my radio show page. But you know what? Do you make an event page for all of your events? It's so fast and easy to do, so everybody in your area can see it.
We only have a minute, so I just wanted to say, if anybody wants to listen to a little bit more current music, but not necessarily completely finished, it's what I recorded myself, is on my Reverb Nation page, reverbnation.com/Stefani Stevens. And then you can listen to some of the music, like Whisper to Me. It's a sultry song about getting close with somebody, getting kind of sexy.
I love that song. I know the song.
And Last Night, which is another sultry one about a fantasy about last night. So that. And then the other ones are about The Time to Live. It's a song that I wrote just 4 days before Fukushima power plant failed. I wrote this song, and it's amazing how I say, give me your hand, and I'll fill your cup. And it says, rising from the ashes, I'll be there just the same. It was just about Fukushima, but I didn't know that. So that's kind of like psychic writing.
You've always been psychic. I think you and I have like so many things in common. I believe like I have had psychic experiences that I don't discuss to anyone, because number one, people think I'm crazy enough as it is. So I try to keep those things quiet.
But that's okay.
California is more accepting than New Jersey.
Excuse me? Okay. Right now, in our current times, what we consider current times here on this planet, there are a lot more people that are afraid to speak out about these things. And some people are starting to say something. So, I mean, you should probably write it down every time you say, I know what they're going to say. And if you write that down and look at it, and everybody else did, then you would figure that there's a lot more people that have that in common.
Yeah, well, you've always been this way, always, since I've known you. You've always been very, very connected to the earth and to the environment and to always on top of what's good for you to ingest in your body. I remember you telling me, you have to take this now, spirulina. I looked at it and I said, it looks like rabbit food. I don't think I'm going to eat that. But I have so many... I have so many fun memories of being with you and us hanging out. And then you're telling me, now, wait a minute, I'm going to do your makeup now. I remember when I was recording in Texas and you were telling me how to put my makeup on. And now, Nancy, now when you're finished doing all your makeup, then you have to take a little powder and fluff it, tap it, and then just gently put it over. That will seal all your makeup in. I remember so many, you know, great memories of us, like, playing high school. We always had fun together. Always had fun together.
But you know what?
And I love you.
I should have asked you how to put on the makeup because, you know, my mom was Miss whatever she was, Miss Revlon and all that. She was a beauty. And
right.
she you know, she always had the free makeup in the house. And I didn't use it. I was rebellious. And then when I was about, I don't know what age it was, later on, I started wearing a little makeup. I still don't wear it very much, but
no, you don't need to.
When you get ready for a show, you know.
You're a natural beauty. You don't need to. You're lucky. I have white eyebrows and white eyelashes. I can't get away with not wearing it.
You're so funny.
You know, I'm an Irish redhead from, you know, Asbury Park, New Jersey. What can I say? But we always had a great connection from that first time I met you, and I met you in your sister's restaurant. What was it called? Alfredo's?
Anita's was called Alfredo's. Now it's Via Italia for a long time. It was Shrimply Delicious at one point. That burned down.
Right.
It's Via
right.
Italia, but it was Alfredo's. Yes. I was.
Yeah, I used to always come there.
Teenager. Yes.
That was great. That was great.
I
used to come off.
What you ate. I remember you had an enchilada with an egg over easy on top, and that's what I like to make now and then. Because it reminds
me
of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Delicious.
That's what I had. That's right. And it was the best. It was the best sauce in the world that you could get. It was like authentic.
Oh,
it was really delicious.
It's
Mexican.
My sister Christine owned that. She's on Facebook. Christine Musso, M-U-S-S-O. She
oh, yeah. I
ought
to go
Oregon
say hello to her. It's been a long time.
Well, she's in Bend, Oregon now for many years. And her daughter Gina is up there, too. So.
Right.
It's a family affair. Family affair.
That's right. That's right. Well, I love
but
you, dear.
I
let's
I'd
see.
Give you a little song while we're on. So
yeah. Hey, go ahead. You want to do a little singing now? That's one thing that you're so great at is scatting. And I'm not that I'm going to ask you to scat now. I mean, that's really putting you on the spot. But I don't ever like I've tried to scat like in the car sometimes, and I laugh at myself and I go, "Don't you dare try to scat at Sawa. They'll laugh you out of the place, and I don't want that." They're usually cheering me on. No, you're a great singer, and oh, where are you playing? And I'm like, no, in the shower. But anyway, if you want to sing a song or something, you know, like just or sing a few lines of anything, you feel free
no,
to go right ahead.
That's okay.
Well, I would love it myself because I miss hearing you. I think you're well. I always sing on my radio show. Oh, I do. I mean, you know, I mean, if I'm so inclined. I mean, I remember I was singing with Michelle Noor, who sings with Bruce Springsteen. We were singing on the show when I had her on last October. And yeah, I'll just break out in song. Like if we're talking and something comes into my head, like a song, like I'll just start it. I mean, I won't do a lot. Like for instance, my family was always telling me that I talk too much, like when you called me before the show and said, "Now don't talk about yourself."
Don't talk too much. Now
you're
using your last minute here. Yeah.
So this is my thing, though. It was like, "You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet." That's about all I'll sing. You just talk, ba 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 ba. But anyway, so that's like what I do. I mean, this is for fun. Fun. That's the object of it. It's for fun.
Yes.
For other people out there to say, "Listen to that crazy girl." And then they want to come back again, like, you know, in 2 weeks. And they want to hear some more craziness.
You know, my best times are after.
Now, they want to hear about you on the West Coast doing your dream.
Well, the thing is that I'll come home from a gig, and sometimes, oftentimes, I will be so warmed up. I've sung 3 hours or whatever. And I'll get on the keyboard, I'll put a little beat on, and I'll start playing and writing music at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just pull my boyfriend Dan into it, and he plays great bass. And he's actually playing with me on Saturday. This Saturday, it's for the veterans in Oceanside.
I know, that's terrific.
And,
keep doing that.
Yes. Yeah. And my friend Rick will be playing drums. He's an amazing person. I'll see him tonight at the Kraken. But this the duo trio, that's fine with me. I used to be afraid not to work with a guitarist, and then I played at the Beach House for so many years and all these places that no longer have music in North County. But the late nights after the gig is the best time for me to hurry up, take off the show clothes, get something casual on, and then just go and start playing an original and it could be 10 minutes long. It's amazing what comes out. After you've done everything you can for other people, this is the time for myself.
Right.
In the studio, put on the PA there, maybe press record, so that's about it. I don't know what else I can say. Except I miss you and hopefully see you someday soon. If we get over to New Jersey.
I know, or if I get out to California again. I don't know when that will be, but it's been a pleasure, Stefani. It's been an absolute treat to have you, on my radio show, and especially as my very, very first interview. It's really special to me. And from here I'm going, I don't know how many other people in California that there are that I want to interview, but I'll be going then into, which I'm so excited about, the UK, and, I have lots of radio friends over there. And, I want to hook you up with all of them. And being in radio for 3 years, I've made lots of friends that have, radio shows. So we'll be talking about that. Have a wonderful night tonight. I know you will.
Thank you.
And after that, the next day or so, just give me a call, and I'll give you some little tricks. And I will be promoting you on all the radio stations that are playing my music. And then I'll follow it up, or maybe you can follow it up with them and get yourself on their airplay.
Okay.
Because people need to hear you.
This will be an archive in your archives, which I've listened to a lot of them.
Yes, it will be.
I am available. That's what I'll say. I am available for live performances, Lithium concerts, to sing with other piano players and guitar players and just stand and sing. It's nice to do that. So anything jazz and blues and original, so that would be wonderful to hook up with some more people and be able to express with them.
We have a group. It's called Musicians Registry. We have so many group pages are dedicated to music and promoting your music. There's so many, it's like incredible.
I'm on so many pages, and it's a lot of them are
for
other
instance,
musicians.
Right. Well, the promotion in my groups alone reaches about 250,599 people. That's just groups
alone. Oh, they're
going to
hear this?
So, if they click the push button to listen, they will hear it. And it's right in their face, so it's hard not to. I make it extremely easy. It's not like you have to write down or you have to copy and paste into a browser. It's right there. All you do is click. It just looks like a video. It's got the little V, the circle with the V. You click, and it says, "Hello, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style." In any case, that's a fabulous way to end the show. Thank you. Keep up all the great
Thank
work.
Thank you.
And
I'm going to put a shout out.
It's been great.
Yeah,
it's been great talking to you again.
Yeah.
And we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Well, you take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon.
Oh,
thank
yes.
You.
And
thanks,
for all
everyone.
Those, the nonprofits, I'm going to say that. Yeah, I will definitely take care of myself. I have to say really fast, I support Helping Hands of New Jersey. I support Monmouth Ocean County Food Bank, City of Angels, which is a recovery. My good friend Bev is with Hit the Streets for the Homeless. And my good friend, Minister Steve Brigham, he is with Tent City. He is the minister for Tent City. And they need your help, of course, always. They all have Facebook pages. That's the easiest way for me to tell you to connect with these people. Please get out there and do something for somebody else. It'll make your day. It'll make you feel so good. Okay, everybody, I'll talk to you in about 2 weeks, and I'll probably be just doing two shows a month. I did about 6 last month. Wore me out. Okay, good night, everybody.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everybody in California. Good afternoon. peace.
Buongiorno. Okay, bye-bye.
Buongiorno. Let's see, wait a minute. What do they call a beautiful woman in Italian? Oh, ciao bella.
Bellissima.
Is that it? Ciao bella?
Yeah, go listen
okay.
to the
bye-bye.
Radio.
Somebody's
go
calling me in already to tell me how great the show was.
Oh, okay, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.